Upselling isn't about being pushy. It's about creating opportunity where the customer is already engaged. Many franchises, they focus only on the big campaigns and ignore the in-store point of sale opportunities. Adding a small complimentary offer can increase revenue without additional acquisition costs. No added products, no extra staff, no extra marketing spend. A small, well-timed question. That's it. For franchises, this is gold. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. When was the last time you actually asked a customer if they wanted something extra? Not a big campaign, not a new product launch, just a simple, subtle upsell. Think about the phrase. Would you like fries with that? We've all heard it 100 times. And yet that tiny question created billions of revenue for McDonald's. So did they add any new products? Not really. Did they hire extra staff? No. Did they spend more on marketing? Not in the first instance. All they did was ask a simple question. And it opened up a whole new revenue stream. Now, here is the million-dollar question. Does your franchise have a do you want fries with that moment? And if so, are you even using it? So today we're diving into how subtle upsells can drive revenue, what makes them effective, and how to implement them across your franchise without annoying customers or overcomplicating your operations. So let's explore the power of the subtle upsell. Now here we have it. Upselling isn't about being pushy. It's about creating opportunity where the customer is already engaged. Take McDonald's again. Their fries upsell generated over $1 billion a year in incremental sales in the US alone. This is genius in its simplicity. A small, well-timed question, that's it. No added products, no extra staff, no extra marketing spend. And for franchises, this is gold. You've already interacted with a customer who's brought in. Adding a small complimentary offer can increase revenue without additional acquisition costs. So now let's dive into some franchise real-world examples for you. And I want you to think about sportswear store, The Athlete's Foot. During back-to-school season, we all been there, well, us parents have anyway, we're out buying shoes for our children. For The Athlete's Foot, their upsell could be something like adding a simple line like, does anyone else in your family need new shoes? Multiple purchases from a single transaction is gold to adding more profit. And this can happen without any new marketing campaigns or hiring more staff. And here are some more examples, because I know you want more. How about a cafe asking, would you like a pastry with that coffee? Hair salon suggesting, would you like a treatment to go with that cut? How often do you say yes to these things already, right? Fitness franchises offering add-on personal training when someone signs up for a membership. The pattern's clear. The upsell has to be relevant, timely, and aligned with the customer's intent. But here's the brutal truth. Many franchises, they focus only on the big campaigns and ignore the in-store point of sale opportunities. Staff are unaware how to upsell or potentially even too afraid to ask. And messaging isn't consistent across all of the locations. And no one is even tracking the results. So who's keeping score anyway? The reality is this. Revenue is quietly leaking because the system isn't designed to capture it. And now here's the secret sauce. An upsell works best when it reinforces your brand rather than feeling like a gimmick. For McDonald's, fries complement the meal and it makes sense and it feels natural. For The Athlete's Foot, suggesting shoes for another child family member is genuinely helpful for parents. We don't want to have to keep running backwards and forwards to the shops, right? Unless you're one of those people that just simply loves the shop. Upsells should feel like they enhance the customer's experience, not forcing some extra spend. That's why training staff's so critical, because they need to deliver the upsell naturally. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Here are some rules I've created for you so that you can do your own, do you want fries with that, upsell. Here we go. Number one, keep it relevant. The upsell should complement the purchase, okay? We just said that. Keep it simple, one line, easy to act on. Train your team. The best upsells are delivered by confident, knowledgeable staff. Make sure you align with your own brand values. It should feel helpful, not pushy. And of course, you have to track and measure. Test some different approaches, track your results, and iterate. Don't just say this is it and this is going to be etched in stone and there's no one going to move from that. See how different ways of saying it goes. The subtle upsell, it's a low risk and high reward tactic. It doesn't require new campaigns, budgets, or products. So now that we've covered that, in-house, in-store, here now I would just like to share with you a couple of digital upsells you might even be missing. And remember, upselling isn't just for that in-person experience. Your digital presence is full of opportunities. If you're running an e-commerce store, suggest some complimentary products at the checkout. If you're doing an email campaign, put some recommended related services or products together after the purchase. If you're on social, bundle some deals in paid ads or organic posts. And for franchises, aligning digital upsells with in-store messaging, that creates consistency and increases the likelihood of multi-channel revenue. The challenge for you is ensuring that every franchise location is capturing this revenue. So you have to make sure that you standardize the process. But as we've said before in previous episodes, allow flexibility for local adaption. Help them out. Help the local teams out with some scripts, training, examples. Track the results at that local and national level that I've said before. And most importantly, when you have a win, celebrate that across all the locations so others can see what's working well, what's performing well, and maybe even adapt it in their own way. Think of it like a dance. HQ leads with strategy. Local teams add their flair that resonates with their community. Beyond immediate revenue, upsells provide so many long-term benefits. They increase customer lifetime value. It builds habit and loyalty, empowers staff to be more proactive, reinforces brand consistency across locations. And what else? The best part is revenue without any major investment or new campaigns. So now that you're ready, of course you are, because you've been listening proactively, we're ready. You're ready for your actionable steps. Number one, audit your customer interaction for opportunities. And I want you to do this. Brainstorm 3 to 5 upsell moments that are natural and helpful. Remember, it's got to feel and add value to the customer. Write some simple, actionable scripts. Test them. Get other people's feedback. Get everyone involved in the beginning. Train every location that's going to be pushing out this message or broadcasting this message to your customers. And please make sure you track those results, adjust and scale. Even a tiny little tweak, a word, can compound into significant revenue growth over time. Right, so to wrap up this episode, scaling franchise revenue isn't just about campaigns or new products. Sometimes it's about asking the right question at the right time. So ask yourself this. What is my do you want fries with that moment? Is it relevant, timely, and helpful? Are all franchise locations empowered to deliver it consistently? And of course, if you want any help identifying some subtle upsells and training your team to deliver them naturally, we welcome you to reach out to me, Marissa Candy, or the team at The Marketing Factory. Go online, connect with us. We're everywhere. We're across all the socials or on our website. Book in a discovery call, because Big revenue doesn't always come from big ideas. Sometimes it's the small, strategic question you've been overlooking. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.